are listening to The Bradshaw Boys, a podcast where three relatively grown men binge the iconic HBO series Sex and the City. So dust off those DVDs and grab yourself a white wine or even a cosmopolitan and settle in. Take it away, boys.
Welcome to the Bradshaw Boys, a podcast where three guys are rewatching Sex and the City with you. And just like that, I'm Corey Cavan.
I'm Kevin James Doyle.
My name is John Sieber.
And we're here to talk about the origin of the species of Sex and the City.
We got our very special guest tonight.
Hello.
Straight from London, England. Is that where he was from?
Yeah, that's where I'm from.
We got Chuck Charles D.
Well, when I came up with the idea for evolution, certainly I was excited to say, oh, this is how a monkey turned into a turtle. But I never in a million years thought they would turn my theory into the title of an episode of my favorite television show, Sex.
Charles, I got to ask you a question. What character do you identify with the most?
Well, I am Samantha. not because she's a good friend, but because, you know, without fucking, there's not going to be the next species, is there? So, I work at PR now. So, that's
I heard there's some really great things going on at Club Chaos.
Yeah, I'm actually very against oral sex because if it's not procreating, then I'm not into it. Well, I guess that's. I just like watching animals fuck.
Yeah, dude, he had to like be really down with watching. Like, he had to be have kind of a thing.
Is that part of the origin of the species? Charles, is that part of the origin of the species? Did you do a lot of that?
He got it from looking at finches from birds. He noticed that birds had different length beaks depending where they were, and then I think that was it. That's all he did. And then evolution was here. And then the Big Bang happened and all that shit.
Then Big Bang Theory happened.
Yep.
And
Home Improvement happened.
Home Improvement happened. Actually, Home Improvement evolved in the Big Bang Theory.
Dude, how sick would it be if we got Tim Allen on here?
Dude.
Just to be like, I don't know, I'm kind of a Charlotte.
Dude, what? Imagine the episode of Home Improvement, except with all the Sex and the City characters. You got Stanford as Wilson just peeking his head over the fence.
And hi, Carrie. I'm here.
Carrie's Tim, the tool man, Taylor.
Yeah, totally.
Carrie's Who's Al Borland then?
Al Borland is Mr. Big.
Al Borland is Mr. Big. Totally.
No, I guess he's
Al
kind
Borland's
of aiding.
Gets it, like, all right, who gets everything right?
So he's the handiest man, so he's got to be Aiden. Because Aiden's a furniture maker.
I don't think so, Kevin.
I don't think so, Kevin.
I don't think so, Tim.
Binford Tools. I love that show.
I mean, would Samantha be the hot Binford model that always shows up?
Yeah,
yeah. Or
Pamela Anderson. Super hot. Yeah. Was it Pam Anderson?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right, it was.
Yeah.
Wow. It's Pam Anderson.
Who's JTT then?
JTT is...
That little boy. Or
Jonathan little Taylor. Boy. That's Mark.
I was saying
JTT. Mark is definitely a Steve.
Yeah, Mark is Steve. Were there any characters on this? Because Mark was goth for a season because they just didn't know how to write him. So for one season, he just came
Skipper?
In. Yeah, Skipper. Skipper was Mark.
Skipper was
100%.
Mark. Yeah.
Man, that's such a great show. That's such a great reimagined show.
Yeah. It's... That was like my favorite show.
Should we share with the listeners what happened?
What transpired?
No, don't tell them.
Should we evolve?
They're gonna be so pissed.
I won't say anything.
No, they're just gonna be so mad. They're gonna be like, "Fucking get better internet." They're gonna be like, "Wow, how would?"
But
you guys will never know what happened on the Lost app.
Ooh.
Mm.
Dun dun.
We just recorded like 20 minutes two times, both times they fucked, and we're like, you know what, we're going home.
Corey was having some internet issues.
Oh my gosh,
rarely do you see Corey Cavan like go full red. You were full red for sure.
John texted me a day and a half later and was like, hey man, did you ever get your internet fixed? I felt so bad for you.
So bad.
I was livid.
Like, when you just watch like something shitty happen to the nicest, kindest person you know, and you're just like, but like you're also swearing and cursing and like sweaty. Dude. So I was laughing, but
it's funny because it's all recorded too. Oh, like man. It's all recorded and it's all just 6 seconds after you guys are saying stuff.
I'll say this. One of the most intense things that Corey said when, you know, I was like, I don't know if this episode's going to work out. And he's like, we got to fix the fucking internet for our fans.
Ooh.
He's just,
I think I did say
he was
that,
just
actually
advocating for you the whole time.
I was. Yeah.
Got on the phone.
He didn't say
spectrum.
Fans. He said listeners.
Yeah.
We don't consider you fans. Listeners.
No, you're listeners. You're so listeners.
Our fucking listeners.
Yeah, it was really,
we definitely don't have any fans.
Even our listeners, it's begrudgingly. It's like, I don't know. I got to look on iTunes for a new interest. But
I mean,
until then,
should we read the 4-star review that we got?
No,
the classic.
She's so mad. She's so pissed.
She would have been. Well, it was great because we were reading it and then we were responding to it and. It was a bad episode because the internet was lagging really badly.
So,
but I got the internet fixed and I had a fantastic conversation. And then also today, a truck drove by my apartment called Brooklyn Fiber and it said, you deserve better internet.
I have experience with Brooklyn Fiber.
I don't know if any of our New York listeners have. What is Brooklyn Fiber?
It's an internet business based out of where I have my office and we used them.
Oh, used them.
Used them.
So am I better off just having the 3-hour ordeal that I had with Spectrum? That hey, listen, my internet is way better now. And the next time we do a socially distanced Zoom recording, my internet will be way better.
We'll tell you this.
I won't have another meltdown.
There's so many things that our internet messes up with that doesn't get us that angry. Right. If all of a sudden Netflix is not loading, it's like, all right, whatever, I'll get on my phone.
Every single time there's a little pause in Netflix, I break shit. Every single time.
That is a thing. And I had a roommate. It was like his thing too. Like we would both get really mad. There's something that triggers in you when the internet messes up.
It's just when there's something that should work. Like it has one job. You're like, if your one thing is to make toast and you stop working as a toaster, I get really angry about it.
Have you ever tried to like unlock the keys to your apartment or your mailbox or something and that doesn't work?
Oh my gosh.
And then you are just there and you're like,
you just
why
burn
do I
the building down and the, find a new apartment.
Yep. You just leave New York, just go to Paris, take a Napa in Napa. Whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
You just get out of there. All right, what's the review say?
4.2 Cosmos.
Okay.
How do you know it's 4.2?
Oh, 4.0. Sorry, 4.0.
4.2?
Well, 4.0 really, is her...
That's an 84%. I'll take that.
I mean, this is an 80%. That's...
That's passing.
That's passing.
That's very much passing.
Now, listen, first of all, thank you. Thank you. You could have said 4.0 Cosmos and then still given us 5. That's what I would have done.
Oh, okay.
But she didn't, and that's fine. We're being held accountable. Apparently, she said Apparently, she said in the beginning, you were getting your footing, figuring things out. I'm in season 6. The JTB episode seems like you are not sober. Now, listen.
That was peak pandemic.
Peak pandemic. We were probably...
And no one was sober.
We were probably drunk and scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay?
And just hanging on to our social connections for dear life.
And speaking of internet, that's the first time we'd ever done a like Zoom episode. We had been in person up until then.
Okay.
Listen, my commute is totally different now. I've been taking my dog on super long walks to finish an entire episode.
Your dog loves us.
We're keeping your dog healthy.
Your dog would give us 5 Cosmos.
Yeah. And we'll give him a treat. Okay?
Dude, we need to make one Bradshaw Boys bone and send it to her.
Listen to this. Your JTB episodes now feel like my little brother yapping in my ear, and I just want to slap him across the face and say, get back on track.
Oh.
I'm going to keep listening, but listen, this is where we're not complaining. We're thanking you for this review. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But now there's an assignment.
Uh-oh.
We have 2 assignments. Assignment 1. John.
Shit.
Get the boys back on track.
Oh, man. That's a hard task.
Okay?
That's a hard task.
Now, this part's controversial. And Corey, shut up and save your riffs for the stage when it's just you.
Wow.
Now, you wrote Corey. Now, we could.
There's no way she was referring to Corey.
We could piece this back together and say that a lot of people say that they mix Corey and I's voice up. And that I probably am most, I could be accused most of riffing off track.
But listen, it's not really provable. She said, Corey. So, Corey, your assignment is to fucking stop riffing.
I'll
stop
Corey,
riffing.
Get back on track.
I'll stop working on
this. Save it for the stage, bro.
Talk about Sex and the City now. Talk about it now. Go, talk.
You ever get in an elevator and you're trying to push the buttons, right? And everyone else is getting on. And you're like, I'm at the top floor, but they keep pushing the buttons. And you're like, more like an Ella hater. Right? I'm working that one out for this weekend. I'm doing a couple of open mics.
You're ever in the back of a taxi cab and you just start eating a girl's pussy? I feel like that's inappropriate. That happened in an episode of Sex.
That did happen in an episode of Sex.
That's why I brought that up.
And we're watching it. I think that was Will Arnett.
Will Arnett.
Yeah,
that did that.
That's probably coming up.
That's
soon.
I think Job it is coming up. From Job.
Well, listen,
I made a huge mistake.
We will get back on track. Either me or Kevin will save our riffs for the stage. We want to thank you for listening and thank you for.
But I think this is also a clear invitation for me to try my material on the podcast now.
Yeah,
that's type
true.
Five.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
As long as it's on track, as long as we have type fives about our gals.
Yeah.
Big Steve and Harry walk into a bar.
Dude, oh my gosh. Listen. Me, John, and Corey, if you wear a face shield out there, listen, pause, because we're going to make fun of you.
We're going to rift.
I'm so pro mask.
You're pro safety.
I'm pro safety. I'm pro vaccine.
Yeah.
I'm all that stuff. And
you've made condoms for your comedy shows. You're very much
that's
wrapping
true.
It up.
I'm yeah,
wrapping
you are. It up. You want to wrap it up.
But the face shield thing has always just cracked me up. Mm-hmm. So I'll joke like John has a face shield.
The first time I met a girl that you were seeing, she had a face shield on her face
that I asked her to put on as a joke.
Are you serious?
Yeah. When John,
my gosh.
And just when you see a face shield, you like it's just not scientific. It's like so intrusive. It's hilarious. And
dude, we need to make Bradshaw Boys face shields.
Oh my god,
dude! Could you imagine?
So do you know what I'm about to say?
Of course.
Okay, so. It's like at this point, listen, if you're traveling, do what you got to do.
Yeah, do what you got to do.
But Evan Handler, who plays Harry, is just masked up and just like giant face shield and posts it. He's like ready to travel.
He's like, do I look like a happy passenger?
It's him and a face shield made my day.
Dude. I love it.
I would not have thought that he would be a face shield guy.
Yeah. Do you think, isn't it funny that he is like full, I think he has gloves on in it too. He's like full face shielded up gloves. And like, I
can totally get back. I hate touching stuff. So give me gloves.
And listen, Kevin said it too. All three of us, I would say
very
pro safety and very much.
It's the science of the face shield. There's no way unless there's spit coming at you.
Dude, what if the face shield turns out to be more effective than vaccines for reducing COVID, SARS-CoV-2?
If that's the case, I just observe them and I'm just like, I feel like this is a,
it's just funny to take that human and make him be the dude that walks around and sits naked on countertops in Sex and the City.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, as a human, he is like, I got to be completely covered. And dude, I mean, you know, COVID has changed everyone.
Kevin and I have a party that we're both going to next weekend and like, you have to like prove your vaccination status. It's a big party.
Uh-huh.
Let's do rock, paper, scissors live on air, and whoever loses has to wear a face shield the whole time.
No, I don't want to do it. I'll do it as a bit when I first get there. I've liked wearing it and then watching how people react. And I actually just felt bad because didn't he lose all of his hair because of like cancer?
He did.
So maybe.
Also, he might be immunocompromised.
I know. Immunocompromised.
But then I hope you're not just relying on that with a face shield.
Well, time to re-record this one for a fourth time.
Cut this bit
Way
out.
To go. I failed my task of preventing you from rifting.
Well, let's cut this bit.
No, my mom's a cancer survivor and she doesn't wear face shields. So.
There you go.
There you go.
Very anecdotal.
Yeah,
Kevin there you
go. And if I see...
My mom's a cancer survivor. I can say whatever I want.
Yeah, if I see Evan Handler, I'd be like, why are you wearing face masks? My mom had cancer. It's like, what?
I lost my hair.
Yeah, I'm bald. My mom had breast cancer. Why have a fish?
Oh my gosh. All right, let's get to the episode.
All right, let's go.
That's all right. We're watching season 2, episode 10, Evolution. Is it episode 10?
Evolution.
Katie is going to give us the high level synopsis, and then we're going to come back and be your little brothers in your ear.
New patron. Shout out to Hillary G. Thank you.
Thanks, Hillary G.
Thanks,
Love
Hillary
you, and we'll be back.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
All right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Episode 23, Evolution. Carrie tries to leave her mark at Big's place by leaving some personal items behind. Miranda finds out that one of her ovaries has stopped producing eggs. Charlotte dates a pastry chef who she mistakenly thought was gay. And Samantha tries to get revenge on an ex who broke her heart. And now, back to the boys.
And we have evolved.
We're back.
They say that New York City, a species. Yeah. That was great. They say the New York City is
I was just waiting for it to keep going.
What?
It's funny because in all honesty, I was like, all right, he's going to do it better.
Yeah,
I'll hang back and I'll throw in when I need to. But yeah, I mean, hey, we got to get some other bits going.
Evolution.
Have you guys ever read Origin of Species?
I never have.
Have you guys ever like studied it or anything?
Nope.
It's interesting. I talked about this the last three times. There is a This American Life episode called The Feather Thief, in which they talk about a book. And listen to it. I'll plug that podcast on the here. It is so good.
Give us a quick taste of what it is.
It's kind of like this guy who rivaled Darwin in terms of discovering the theory of evolution adjacent to him, but they didn't know each other.
Okay.
And so all his birds are in the original specimens are in a museum in England, and a guy steals them to make fly feathers with them.
Fly feathers,
like fly fishing, like you can make like $100,000 fly ties with like really super old bird species. So
that's crazy.
It's a great story, very captivating, and love it.
Act one, Darwin's the thief. Act two.
That's a good Ira.
It's my good second.
Act one. Carrie has evolved.
Are New Yorkers progressing past the need for relationships? Our guest today is Carrie Bradshaw.
In a city where we don't have a lot of space for ourselves, we want to leave things at other people's places. Carrie Bradshaw was a sex writer. Act one. Getting small at Biggs.
I think it's... let's go over the storylines, but it's like, did they cover past the need for relationships? I feel like that like wasn't the appropriate way of wording it, because it's not past the need for relationships. Like, is it past the need for a certain type of relationship? Like, it's like maybe not non-committal or something, but it was like,
no, I get what you're saying, because she asks like, are New Yorkers evolving past relationships. And if you look at the four main plot lines, you know, Miranda has the lazy uterus and goes out with the guy.
Lazy ovary.
Yeah, you're right. I wrote uterus. The uterus may have also been lazy. Hey guys, I've been reading my birth partner books and been reading a lot about uteri.
Yeah.
And so
the lazy perennial.
But yeah, her plot line is about, you know, the lazy ovary and her kind of making concessions and who she's with.
Right.
Carrie is leaving objects at Biggs. Samantha is
she's trying to get
rekindling the flame with Dominic,
yep.
who like way Samantha is way out of that guy's league. We can talk about that. And yeah. then lastly, Charlotte is with the gentleman who she thinks is gay, and they get doing the whole gay straight man, straight gay man. So you're absolutely right, Kevin. Like, they don't really talk about, if they were talking about evolving past the need for relationships, it would be people being single.
Yeah.
And like being okay and not wanting to engage in any sort of relationships.
Yeah.
And I think that would be maybe like Samantha's storyline. Because she's essentially, the idea is that she's hooking up with that guy to leave him and show him that she is fine without him.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, let's talk about Nicholas.
Are we ever going to? Yeah, it just seems like, I mean, the answer is certainly no, I would say. People have evolved in current times into a place where.
Well, there's like major population issues that are going to arise from like people being single and not procreating and pairing off.
Like, in Japan.
Japan is going to go extinct. I saw a graph of China. Like the one child policy is like causing major.
Is it really?
Growth issues. And like in 100 years, their population is going to reduce by.
You know, there was a guy.
So much.
When they first instituted that was like raising his hand being like,
that,
and he suggested it, and they're like,
but wasn't there, I thought that they did the one child policy because there was so much overcrowding.
Yeah, but like, but what's happening now is it's like a rubber band that's gonna snap back.
Gotcha.
Like from what I saw, which was a post on Data is Beautiful on Reddit, they like showed what's gonna happen in 100 years, and it goes down dramatically.
I mean, think about the ebbs and flows of of the way relationships work anyway, because we talked about, like, Corey, you've talked about a bunch about like romance, like what people want out of relationships, and it used to be maybe more just like, cool, get a dowry, find a partner, and like you build this way. Like, there's certainly, people are older and single longer in New York, but it's like, even that, like, you also meet tons of people that have incredibly, there doesn't seem to be any shortage with all the freedom we have now to have whatever relationship. Like, it seems like if anything, we're snapping back towards like, people are very clear after like Tinder and like, kind of, you can find sex if you want to find sex. I feel like there's clearly defined places where people are like, this is what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. And people know what they're looking for now. Like, I don't feel like that is the case at all anymore. Even the past few years. Maybe that's from getting older.
What do you mean?
Past, like, the need for relationships. Like, I feel like I know a lot of people that are very clear about wanting, even girls now on dating sites, or I don't know if guys do it as much, but like, would always, if you want a relationship, you're just like, you're clear about it, you can get it. And even friends would be like, wait, are you guys like, what are you looking for? And like, lots of people are like, a relationship, and people are just more clear with that now.
Yeah. I think like especially once like dating apps kind of got to be known as like, people were like, oh, are you in this just for a hookup? Yeah. have a thing where they're like, not looking for a hookup, ready for someone for a committed relationship.
Is that indicative of our age though? Like, is that because we're not in like our early 20s anymore?
Could,
like,
totally be.
We are definitely in a shit or get off the pot age.
Well, I know that we are. Like, if you want to like date and be in a relationship, you go on like something like Coffee Meets Bagel.
Right.
If you want to fuck, you go on Hot Dog Meets Bagel.
Is that a dude? Did you? Is that new?
I just made that up.
No.
That was good.
Hey, dude, rest aloud.
Hey, don't save that one for the stage.
Yeah.
What if you just see me in my note? I wrote it like last night and I was like, tomorrow.
Let's see how this one goes.
No,
I'm trying to look and see if
I think you're 100% right, because I mean we're all even older than we used to be.
We are, yeah.
And then when we started this, just more and more.
Who'd have thought? Time works.
More and more people that I guess are your crew that you're around. Mm-hmm. Yeah. More people are getting married, having kids.
Yeah, I do think that I think John's right. I think that's a thing of our age, and that's like that is like, hey, I want this, and I don't want to mess around anymore.
Yeah, I mean, Katie and I are in our mid to late 30s, and we are having what's considered a geriatric pregnancy,
right?
Because mm-hmm. of her age, and like right. that's
which that would be what over 35.
Yeah, yeah, and like, and if you are someone that wants a family and wants to raise kids, mm-hmm. like you just don't have time to mm-hmm. to like go back and forth with a lot of the bullshit. Like you kind of just need to be like, this is what I want. Are you in or are you out? If you're out, that's fine, but I need to put it out there sooner. Right. And we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. It's like sooner yeah. than maybe even would feel comfortable. If you're in your 20s, like do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah. But I do think once you get to early 30s, especially for women,
yeah.
it accelerates because it should, because it's real.
Of course.
But what's interesting to me is like, maybe that's because we're now like in that age or past that age, but I feel like maybe I'm wrong. I don't feel like it comes up on Sex and the City as much as I would have thought. Like the lazy ovary thing is more of a thing. And there's the episode in, I think season one, where Carrie thinks that she's pregnant and yeah. she's like waiting to see if she gets her period. But it doesn't come up as much as I would think. And it's maybe because it's more that they're like, we're living our lives. We're independent women. And none of them, except for Charlotte, are like family people. I mean, Miranda definitely becomes one, but that doesn't seem like that's like a heavy plot line.
Yeah. Well,
I wonder if it was like, cause part of the revolutionary nature of the show is like, there's a lot of stuff that it's like, am I pregnant? Like that had already been on television. Probably that could be on like, but not having pregnancy be the forefront of what you're talking about, I feel like mm-hmm. is what stood out. So I bet they avoided that. Once you have like the, I'm late on my period, I'm do this. Like you're right, it doesn't come up that much. I wonder if they avoided it to be like, it's not just going to be about women who are trying to get pregnant.
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
Let's go through some of the plot lines because I think there's some really interesting questions to ask. Have you guys ever found yourself in a situation like Samantha, where you got burned in a relationship and you wanted to like end it on your terms rather than their terms?
You just like spend like 5 years trying to like get back together with a person and
just so keep on not.
And then finally they're just like, yeah, I'll hang out with you again. And you're like, you're dumped. Like I broke up with you 5 years ago.
I had like a very, probably like very similar storyline to Samantha's, where I was Samantha with an ex-girlfriend in college.
Mm-hmm, really?
Yeah, she definitely broke up with me and I was like, felt scorned and like bummed and was walking around like Charlie Brown. And then like I was like, you know what, I'm gonna win her back and then I'm gonna end it and I'm gonna be on cloud nine driving away listening to Time by Pink Floyd, hit my steering wheel, and just definitely like fell for her again. And then same thing happened.
She jumped me.
Oh yeah it was
wow.
That. Yeah.
It's funny because then like whenever you hang on to a thing, even if you think you're hanging on to it for revenge,
it's because you're not over it.
And so,
exactly.
So the claws of revenge are just really you trying to get closer to it again.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
That's
hear that, listener. That's some good advice.
Yeah.
If you have any sort of emotions or feelings in there, whether yeah. it's anger,
resentment,
or need for revenge or resentment, that's because you're still attached to that person yeah. some way.
Totally true. It's like any attachment like that. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good.
Because it's like, you know, it's worse than hate? Indifference. Like that's what drives a person nuts. When like
yes.
if a person like is showing you like anger and stuff, then it's like it's because they care. If they yeah. just don't care at all, it's like that's like when you gotta. I mean, that's why it's sort of interesting with kind of gets under Sam's craw. Mm-hmm. This guy got at her. Why did he get at her?
He's kind of got that leathery. He's kind of got that aged leather appearance that Richard also had too. It's kind of her. Maybe she has like a thing for that. She kind of has like
who was that actor?
A bit of a fetish for that.
For
dating guys that look like old baseball gloves.
She's kind of got a catcher's mitt kind of. She's a thing for catcher's mitt kind of guy. Yeah,
she ends up spending a lot of time with Smith, but she's definitely tuned for dirty old Yankees glove.
Yeah,
something Mike Piazza would put his hand in.
What if during the new Yankee episode, when she went to the locker room to like look at naked guys, she was really just checking out their gloves in their locker room?
She's like,
getting a lady boner.
Hey, are you looking at my dick? No, I'm looking at that.
That is
glove.
Actually so great. You know when they like you like amphromorphize something? Mm-hmm. If we just put like a baseball next to Richard, I bet people would get it. You know what I mean? They would just be like, oh man. I think, I mean, you never see Sam off her game, off her balance. So
very,
when you do, it's always something to tune into. Mm-hmm. Richard threw off her game. Mm-hmm. He threw a little curveball. That mitt threw a curveball at her.
Got a curveball.
But you know she's not fully evolved yet.
Dude, that's really funny though. Like what is if you anthropomorphize what is that? Every character in Sex and the City, what object would they be? Steve would definitely be like jizz stained basketball shorts. Big would be like a suit.
Big as a suit, or he's just like scotch and a cigar, but the cigar is currently lit, like in a giant glass ashtray.
Oh, yeah.
He's just like a tableau of that.
Like he could be like a cigar, because he's got kind of a sharp nose, mm-hmm. with like two very sharp eyebrows and then really pink lips.
He's almost like
he's just Groucho Marx.
If you just turned
the Groucho glasses.
If you took the Groucho Marx thing and you basically if you took Microsoft Clippy but turned it into a cigar, that's Big.
That's Big for
100%.
Sure.
Yeah.
I feel like
Skipper's just a box of cereal. He's just a box of Captain Crunch.
Just Captain Crunch.
Oh gosh.
You know what's funny about Harry is that Harry, even though he'll appear in the series later. Who is Harry? We don't know. He's
just a face shield.
No, he's just a plain, not toasted bagel with no cream cheese, not even cut.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like just completely
big, soft, pillowy
big,
bagel.
Soft, and not like a New York bagel.
It's
like
the shiny like
a,
bagel.
Just like a shiny.
That you can get in a Kroger.
What is it with the little
Lenders? Yeah, he's a Lenders.
No, what's the brand that
the,
is?
It's in like the freezer section?
No, that's like orange on the top. They're big with English muffins. Their English muffins are great.
Thomas.
Yeah.
He's a Thomas
bagel. He's just a plain Thomas bagel. Yeah.
Which is funny because he's like, he's Jewish, so he like knows good bagels, but he's just a big bready bagel.
Big Thomas bagel.
That's so funny. I love this idea.
Yeah.
Carrie is
I feel like she's a Cosmo glass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like a frilly dress.
I feel like frilly dress.
Like okay. A tulle dress.
I feel like she's like a Lieber purse. Mm, what's Carol Lieber? Sorry, yeah. Anita, for messing that one up every time.
Yeah.
Is Charlotte like a
Janet Lieber?
Janet Lieber.
Oh gosh. Sorry.
John Sieber.
John Sieber.
Justin Bieber.
We're the worst. Justin Bieber.
Meat Cleaver.
Miranda is like one of those old, like...
Judith Lieber. That's what it is. Okay, anyway, continue.
Miranda is like one of those old law volumes that you see in every lawyer's office.
Yeah.
That's just like been sitting there for like a green leather bound.
That with an old John Greek name or John, like Latin name.
Yeah, it's like... I don't know what
like Dramaticus Climacus or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, okay.
It's like Cookies from the Trashes,
or just like Johnson's
from the Trashes.
Johnson's Tort Review.
Yeah,
something like that.
Samantha, we just Samantha and Charlotte. We covered all the characters.
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
She's
like
one
like,
of those king. One of the dogs that she has.
Oh, like a King Charles.
King Charles.
I was gonna say that she's like a pair of like white debutante ball gloves.
Yeah,
something like that.
And. Sam is just a big
I just can't
black anal beads. No, she'd be she could actually be the
see, Samantha's so much more than just like we were like on paper, you're like, oh, Samantha's the slutty one, or she's the one who like just sleeps around a bunch. But like her, she's so much more than that.
I know.
I care, like,
but this is the, I mean, this is one of the first episodes that they don't just show her at, I mean, I don't know. There's like a little depth to her in this story, I think. Mm-hmm. In a way, I guess it just shows like, it's like, oh, what's going on there? They never fully explore her to the nth degree, mm-hmm. I think, but they go deep. We've always wanted them to go deeper, and this is interesting because it's like, oh, I wonder what's going on with her.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I'm literally just thinking about hot dog and bagel right now.
Hot dog idea.
How funny that is.
Google hot dog and bagel and just see if that's a thing. That's a great idea. It's just a hookup app called Hot Dog and Bagel.
So Miranda with her medical condition, she comes out with it like right out of the gate on the date. Was that a misplay by her? She's on the like the date with the lawyer who has the hair plugs.
The plugs. You know, okay, here's a question.
Should we use our Patreon money to get me hair plugs?
Dude, yeah. That would be so fun.
Yes.
That'd be so
You're telling
awesome.
Me you won't wear a face shield to a party, but you'll use Patreon money to get hair plugs? Can they just, can they just be like jet black hair plugs?
I want to get jet black hair plugs and just recreate that scene, then get them removed.
Dude. Could you imagine how like insane your comedy career would be if you just went in with the worst hair plugs ever and just didn't say anything?
I think it'd be better to say stuff. Just be like, hey, everyone, check out my plugs. How are they looking? It'd be too committed.
No, because that's like the whole idea of like wearing your insecurities on your sleeve.
Okay. Yeah,
like just.
Like you're saying you got to hide it.
Ignoring them and denying them.
But making them bad hair plugs still.
Exactly.
<Yeah. laughs> just like when you see just that perfect line. When I'm like, I think about that with people's teeth sometimes. When people will get like new teeth, I was like, why are you ordering like crystal perfect ivory? Why don't you order like two coffees a week after 5 years so you don't just look like ha?
Well, that's like what is it in Entourage, Matt Dillon, when he gets like the giant chompers?
Oh, I don't know.
That's not in Entourage, it's in Something About Mary, when he gets the new teeth. Oh, okay. About Mary. Yeah
but it's like with hair plugs, it's like why you gotta find a doctor who's gonna just like
But that's the thing. When it gets better, then there's no stigma. Like, I think that like we have a friend.
People get them a lot now.
Yeah. We have a friend who's like a hairdresser in New York. And he was telling me, he was like laser hair replacement. He's like 10 years from now, he's just like bald will like be a choice. Mm. Like if you
going to rock it, Kev?
No, but bald already is. I'm going to start like a club and like a...
There's already a hair club for men. You can do the bald club for men.
Yeah. There's this Twitter
you
account that followed
bald.
Me.
Bald chose you. And you
exactly.
Embraced,
that's
you
actually,
it.
That's our motto.
Yeah.
And
bald chose me.
And there's funny. It's funny because like I like it now. You're going to love the way you look. That's our other motto. We stole it from Men's Warehouse.
Dude, Men's Warehouse is going to sue you.
But... there's like a Twitter account that's like bald headquarters, and I have a joke about being bald, and they like found it on YouTube and then like cut it out and like retweeted it.
It's awesome.
But they have like jokes about being bald on there. And then they also just have like inspirational tweets that are just like it's basically that. It's people just being like, hey, if you're bald, like it's okay out there. And it's like the account's like a little too earnest for me that I'm like, oh, like it's like really the guy running it, I think, like is really, I don't know, good for them.
Yeah.
But it was funny. I thought it was a funny account. And then I was like, oh, these guys are like really trying to get inspired.
That's so funny.
And hey, if you are bald, go for it.
Yeah.
I say no need for plugs.
No. Well, No need for plugs.
I think that Miranda, I think even if someone pries, if they're like, what's wrong? You can really tell me. If you're like on your first or second date, there's no need to get medical. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What
do you think even in the age that we're talking about where you're just like, hey, I'm putting it all out there. I don't want to waste
I guess
time.
I should take it back. I don't have, I do what you want.
Yeah.
People. Like I probably wouldn't go down. I wouldn't be like, I just got like a part of my colon taken out. That's why I'm like in a bad mood. I'd just be like, it's fine. Like, I feel like you have to reserve some of that for when your relationship is more comfortable.
I agree. I think that I agree with saying do whatever you want. And I also agree with saying if you we've gotten into this place, I think, in society, but with everyone being unfiltered, and the internet is a lot of that, where people are
sorry, you John, okay? I'm fine. John just got his part of his colon removed by his chair.
If you're listen, we only say that because we're into the rewatch now. We wouldn't have said that in the second episode.
No.
But we know you've been listening, we know you, so we're gonna talk about our colons. No, but like I think that people like say like, hey, I'm unfiltered, I say what I want.
Right.
But I think that there's like been a little bit of like social grace and common decency lost, yeah, a little bit, where, well, it's like, hey, you're on, like we've talked about this, mm-hmm, in dating, that it's like you need to find a line of like being yourself. And also, like, you don't necessarily know this person, so you need to present an authentic self, and also like kind of be on your best behavior if you like somebody, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, because it's still a
sort of lure someone.
It's a mating dance.
I also think though, yeah, that we are not defending that guy's behavior.
No, like, I'm not defending. Like an absolute, and I'm glad Miranda.
Maniac.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay,
I'm saying, glad Miranda. Like, no, yeah, I'm not defending his behavior at all.
Yeah, he acted like an absolute maniac, and he needed to do better. Like, he is, yes, still the one at fault.
Totally.
But I think, like, I also think, like, if it were me in Miranda's situation, I'm not saying she did anything wrong. If it were me, I would have probably kept it that private for a few more dates. But
yeah,
to each their own.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think that's people talk about how horrible dating is all the time. I've tended to have relatively fun dates, fun meeting people, you know, like but it's like when you're on a bad date, it's usually when that's like a sign of like that's like a lack of chemistry. Mm-hmm. Like you shouldn't, this is for me, like always, but it's like, I wouldn't want to share everything. So it's like, I would want to, like, I don't know, find something beyond full, like, I don't know. Being unfiltered is like not all it's cracked up to be. Yeah. Everybody has the ability to be unfiltered now. And so it's like the date is not the place to, like, you know, whatever. It wasn't a good date. They weren't having a good date. So it's like, that's the end of that.
Yeah.
What about, let's talk about leaving stuff at a significant's apartment.
Dude, there's a lot that goes along with that. I feel like that is a step that is especially if you live in a place like New York, where I don't know, maybe it's the same everywhere, but New York is a city where
I don't have room for your socks. And I have my own
space. I mean, you have to take space into consideration a lot more.
You take space into consideration, and you also take travel into consideration.
Yeah. Like,
you live not very far from me.
Right.
And I drove over here tonight, mm-hmm, and it was like, it was the equivalent of like driving to the other side of an entire other city.
Oh yeah.
And it's the same deal. Like if you date someone and it's like, oh, it's like 1 a.m. and I live in another borough. Like a lot of times people just end up staying at someone else's place. And then you're like, well, I need a toothbrush. Like there's all that stuff. So that becomes like a thing that is not really that big of a deal, but also something you kind of have to navigate a little bit.
Totally. Well,
I've had there's been the drawer conversations or like the toothbrush conversations with people. Have you ever just kept extra toothbrushes for people?
Yeah.
Like possible romantic people or just friends staying in town.
I feel like we talked about this in the episode.
We did talk about
Big just has one toothbrush that he puts wrap on.
We did talk about this and like him. We talked about him like bleaching it and then like giving it to a model the next night.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Great move.
I mean, I think that a lot of what's interesting, I'm trying to formulate a thought, but actually I think this is pretty smart.
This is a good one.
But I feel like,
hey, Kevin, save it for the stage. Okay.
Yeah. Come on, dude.
People like, you end up, since I feel like in a more freer, like dating and sexual society that we live in, people sometimes are not as clear. I mean, these like boundaries are not as clear in New York of like what people are looking for and in modern society. So you end up having conversations that may have been like more traditional conversations, mm-hmm, 100 years ago or 50 years ago, that you end up having them through some proxy small thing like a toothbrush.
Sure.
Because it actually means a lot.
Yeah.
If someone's just like, if someone's like, that's the toothbrush I had last time, be like, oh no, I have to throw it away. Why? I don't want to talk about it. It's because someone else used it. That means you're fucked. And so it's like, it's kind of interesting because the toothbrush or the stuff over that ends up carrying all of the weight of what this actual big meaningful thing is, which is like, where are we going? What are we doing? Yeah. Can I be here? Are you committed to me? Like where, and which is really interesting because we still have a need. We haven't evolved. We haven't evolved past having those conversations. Sometimes they just come out in ways that we wouldn't normally have.
It's like the fight is never about the thing.
Yeah.
And it's like the stuff is not about the thing. I can think of specific things in relationships where it was like,
like what?
Oh, well, I mean, there was a drawer conversation or relationship I was in. It was like, why is nothing going in the drawer? And like, and in hindsight of it, like, yeah, there was stuff behind that. But at the time it was just like, I don't know. It's just like, it's a pain. I have my own apartment, you know, but like, there's definitely baggage that was attached to that.
What's the worst thing that you could like leave in the drawer?
Preparation H wipes.
I would.
Can I just keep these here?
I beg to differ. Those things are amazing.
I just compost.
Oh, I thought you meant like, okay, that's no, really
like,
funny.
Like what, like if your significant opened the drawer to like check out what you have in there, like what would be like the worst thing for her to see?
I mean, this drawer,
compost is pretty good.
This is just compost, but grosser. You'd be like, oh, these are my used condoms. So I keep them after we finish.
Oh gosh.
For compost.
Yeah.
It's human compost. I'm a composter.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you guys, you know, up in the neighborhood on 5th and 3rd, they do compost every Saturday. Everyone brings them there.
They put it
in the ground.
They grow a child.
That's how they grow. You go to the baby garden.
Where do you
put them all in there?
Where do you think the garbage pail kids came from?
It's the garbage pail kids. They're all compost kids.
I'll allow that bit. I'll allow this bit.
That bit's not going to the stage. That bit was done on the Bradshaw Boys podcast.
We need more sweaty palms jokes, though. The compost bin.
Oh, okay.
The
compost bin. But yeah, I mean, I always think. I think brushing your teeth with someone, it always feels like a pretty like intimate thing to do.
Yeah,
like early on, you know,
kind of fun.
So like it's
kind
brushing of cute. Someone else's teeth or brushing.
No. Just like with a person. It's kind of like cute, but it's also like, ooh.
I brush my teeth every night. I don't skip. And I brush my teeth every morning. I don't skip. I'm a big flosser.
Yeah.
Like even if I'm like black.
Fluoride?
What? No.
Dude, you should.
No.
I think fluoride's kind of a racket.
But like, I'm like always like, Katie, you need to brush your teeth. She's very good at it. I'm not putting her on blast, but one day she was like laying in bed and she's like, I'm just too tired. Not doing it. And I was like, brush your teeth.
Is Katie a straight up muck mouth?
No, she brushes her teeth all the time too. Yeah. But one night she was like, I'm not doing it. And I was like, I'm going to come in here and brush your teeth for you then. So I got the toothbrush, put it in toothpaste. She laid in bed. I brushed her teeth.
That's kind of sweet.
Got a little spit then.
That's kind of sweet.
So yeah, I have brushed someone else's teeth.
That is beautiful. And also when you're like, Katie brushes her teeth all the time. Based on that story, doesn't sound like it. I have some anecdotal evidence that would disagree. That is so cute though. That's really cute. So beautiful.
That's really heartwarming.
Come on, Big. Why aren't you doing that with Carrie?
Oh man.
We need to talk about the best moment from the episode.
What's that?
Dude, when Carrie freaking rubber band launches her panties right in Big's face and he just gets a huge grin.
Now, let it be known.
Dude.
Let it be known. I'd have a big grin on my face, too.
Dude, are you a stink daddy?
Dude.
Is it clean?
Is it clean?
Is it secret?
Clean?
Is it safe?
Is it secret or safe?
Dude, John and I watched it together. And we were talking about it. And just we watched the replay over and over on slow-mo. And she just, did he say, is it clean?
Yeah.
Is it clean?
Is it
clean? She just flings him on his face. It's so great.
And then he smiled. And we.
Is it clean?
We put up an Instagram post that we were like particularly proud of.
Yeah.
And then of course, like it gets no action.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer because I downloaded iMovie and I bought the song by Cher, Do You Believe in My Fucking Love? Which people were like, why'd you use that song? It's because.
It's in the episode.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it clean?
Is it such clean?
Dude, 5,000 views is pretty good.
All right. That's respectable.
5,000 views, 467 likes. Hey, 467. Let's read them all just so we can thank them.
Hey, let's wait. I want to. Okay, this is based off the Samantha. This is based off the Samantha thing.
Are these Instagram questions? These are
Instagram questions. So Samantha says this kind of this actually kind of goes to the like the one child, like some of the like future relationship stuff we're talking about. Samantha said the future or the demise of women in Carrie's words. Wait, Sam, the future or the demise of women in Carrie's words. 88% said future, 12% said demise. And then we said, are New Yorkers progressing past the need for relationships? Mm. And people on Instagram said, one person said trash everywhere, which I guess that just means.
I think they're just talking about New York.
Everyone just meets. Yeah, well, they're either talking about New York being trash or everyone that meets trash.
I mean, New York is very dirty.
It is very dirty. Yeah.
They don't really do a good job showing that. Like if they really made Sex and the City, New York's trash would be the fifth character. Pizza Rat would be
Pizza Rat, and Samantha would be, that'd be the person Samantha's trying to hook up with. Again, Pizza Rat.
I don't know. Like he's hot. He's like, but what?
He's got good taste in food.
He's in the media. He like all does the
something
time.
Interesting. Yeah.
He just went viral and it's like everyone's recognizing him.
They say everyone wants companionship, but that's different than a relationship.
Ooh. Huh. That's so funny because usually companionship. It's like one of the first times I've heard companionship said in potentially a negative way. That's like,
yeah.
Cause a lot of times you look for like a companion to things and chapters in your life, but that is different than maintaining a relationship, yeah, or looking for something that lasts.
That's totally true. I mean, there is a thing where like, I think New York or cities like this is definitely a place where you could have a friend that like you could potentially date. But you've decided like, this is non-romantic, but we're still going to do date type things. Mm-hmm. Like Jared Fried was even saying that, where he was like, oh, guys will like meet girls and then be like, let's just be friends. But then there is an attraction and then they're like, well, we can still hook up. And then at some point it's like, well, we have fun and we hang out and we hook up. Like, why is this not a relationship? Yeah. Yeah. I think that even if you take the physical aspect out of it, there's women that I'm friends with that I'm like, oh, this is a platonic friend thing and we're mm-hmm. both single. And I think in some places, some people would be like, why don't people just pair up? You know,
there's like, some girls that I'm not really dating. I'm not really friends with. I just zip over to the house real quick, brush their teeth when they're tired and go home.
That's a good point.
And it's like, it is sort of like, it's a weird thing. And I need to get better about it, but I got into that world.
Dude, it's a good fetish, man. Toothbrush and daddy.
Wait, listen to this. Someone said, when do you start leaving things at someone else's place? Someone says exclusive, doing regular sleepovers. Someone said 2 months, very specific, when I have a key. Mm. When I go often enough that I need my things. I like that because that's like on you. You're like, listen. Mm-hmm. As soon as you ask yourself this question, that's funny. 6 months. And then this one is just, this person is like, stay out of my fucking business. Official / married / after I say I do.
Wow.
Wow.
Which that could be three different answers or just one person.
Yeah.
It's just like, let's be clear. I will keep my shit at my apartment.
This is my stuff.
Hold on. Big news. Do you see this?
What?
On our doc?
What about it?
Charlotte realized her masculine side was not, we should talk about it first, but we have a response on here.
Ooh, yeah.
So it says, Charlotte realized her masculine side was not evolved enough for a man whose feminine side was as highly evolved as Stefan.
So
thoughts on the storyline.
Stefan.
Stefan, I'm talking about Stefan from
New York's hottest club. It's called Gay Straight Boyfriend. He's a straight boyfriend that you think is gay.
I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about
Charlotte.
No, I was thinking about Stefan from Family Matters.
No, Stefan Urkel.
Stefan Urkel.
Steven
Urkel. Dude, love Stefan Urkel.
So someone says outdated wouldn't fly today. I think that's true. If Bobby Fine and Bitsy can make it work, why can't Charlotte and Stefan? Char gave That was Nathan Lane's guy. Char gave up on The Perfect Man awfully quick right here. Plays into traditional gender roles. If she wasn't so critical, I think they were going for all kinds of relationships season one. Someone said bullshit. Mm-hmm. Someone says he's way too feminine, unrealistic. So many straight men. Lots of people say they just love him, not for Char. And then guess what?
What?
We got a response.
We got a response from who?
Kristen Davis.
Oh! Come on. What does Charlotte really think?
My only thought is I really love Danny Futterman.
Oh,
Danny Futterman.
Is that that's the actor.
That's the actor.
Oh, yeah. That's great. That's always great to
straight from
the beautiful horse's mouth.
Straight from
the prize winning steed's mouth. Kristen Davis.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Thanks for commenting, Kristen.
Thank you, Kristen.
If you commented on that thread, you could have been one like right before or after Kristen.
That's also awesome. Going to just say Danny Futterman, the actor, been in a lot of things. He also co-wrote the script for Foxcatcher and won an Academy Award
for it.
What
the fuck?
Isn't that crazy?
That's insane. That movie's great.
Yeah. He was in The Birdcage on Judge and Amy.
Also, there's that musical about him. I am Danny Futterman.
That is when you have to stay for the stage and get it off our podcast.
Yeah.
I will say, I'm just kidding. It's fine.
You look, dude. You're looking at me as if like you need my approval.
You looked at the reason I apologize for it is you look. Just.
I am Danny Futterman.
Oh, you were trying to do it again. It looked like all the blood had drained out of your face. You really looked really scared.
I'm sorry.
I will say I really liked that storyline. Watching that for the second time, I actually really enjoyed that storyline. I thought it was
great. I'm not hitting a rat with a pop.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, sorry. Man. All right. That was bad.
A rodent. It runs another 50 feet. A rodent.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. Y'all are the best. Give us, you know, look us up. Give us the reviews.
I'm so scared that I'm crying tears. Okay. A rodent.
Okay. I'm going to save that one for the stage.
All right. So go sign up for our Patreon. We'll send you a video. And also you can watch a video of us spending $100. Is this a Patreon?
Yeah, this is a Patreon. Oh, it's 10, right?
Yeah, I just leaned over and I was like, Corey, isn't this a Patreon?
It's like, yeah.
You sit back. Yeah, you don't do anything.
Sit back.
I will do the work that I'm needed to. Like, okay. I just say one more thing, then we do have to end.
We got more to record.
Is Charlotte's statement valid or is it a projection of her own insecurities? 476 yes, 474 no.
What?
Straight up. This is not a Patreon. This is a main feed.
Oh, this is a main feed.
So, dude, we are so all over the place.
Dude, we
recorded this three times. All right.
Listen, the internet was bad. I spent multiple hours just going for Spectrum.
I am Danny Futterman.
Hey, but you know what?
Isn't it?
This is free. This is free. And if you want more of the stuff like this, go to the Patreon.
Send you guys a video.
We will send you a video. We grilled out tonight and sent some videos to people because we really appreciated
it. And we spent $100 and you can see us spend $100 in Atlantic City on the Sex and the City.
Slot machines.
What was your finish? Let's finish strong with your question.
Is Charlotte's statement valid or is it a projection of her own insecurities? As much as people say that the storyline is outdated mm-hmm. and wouldn't fly today.
Mm-hmm.
What's her statement?
What would the statement be? I don't know what her statement is. I was thinking of her not being in the relationship.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if there's a specific
statement. No, sorry.
But it's like, I think that is kind of interesting that it's like, it seems like through the Instagram, it's like, that it's, maybe it wasn't played perfectly for television.
Mm-hmm.
But that it's that like close. She's insecure and it's also valid because you also can't help when someone makes your horny connection level just like drop. Like sometimes.
Dude, I remember reading about that the horny connection levels in my biology books.
With the HCLs?
Yeah.
Dude, when your HCLs drop, dude, forget it.
It is not good. You need to make sure that you're getting an adult magazine or a romantic comedy ASAP when your HCL level drops.
Oh,
oh crap.
Oh gosh. It's like when Steel Magnolias, when they have to get her a cup of orange juice when she's having the
her horny commitment levels have dropped.
We gotta get her a magazine.
Quick, get her out a hot dog and bagel.
Come on, get her a hot dog and bagel, give her a Playgirl magazine.
Swipe on hot dog and bagel, quick!
All right. Love you all.
Later taters.
Later taters.
The Bradshaw Boys stars Corey Cavan, John Sieber, and Kevin James Doyle. The show is produced by Jeremy L. Balin. For more information on the guys, check out their website at bradshawboys.com, on social media at The Bradshaw Boys, and if you see them in the street, tip your glass. Thanks for listening.
And we have evolved.